The overnight hours till Friday morning when it ends. Breezy, sharply colder Friday. Friday's high in the upper 50s. We're back to the 30s on Friday night and Saturday night, and a cool, crisp weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Churches across Alabama are holding prayer vigils for missing college student Anaya Blanchard. She was last seen in Auburn on October 23rd. If you have any information about where she is, call Auburn Police. The Montgomery City Council will revisit a panhandling ordinance tonight. The initial ordinance criminalizing panhandling was unanimously passed in July, but is yet to be enforced or signed by Mayor Todd Strange. The Southern Poverty Law Center has threatened to sue if it is not vetoed. And after a leadership shakeup, parole hearings are set to begin again later today. This comes after Governor Kay Ivey approved legislation to reform the state's Pardons and Paroles Board back in June. The legislation sets new guidelines for the pardon and parole process. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A white supremacist in Pueblo, Colorado is charged with plotting to attack a synagogue. The FBI says Richard Holzer would use explosives to,
quote, get that place off the map.
A federal appeals court has ruled that President Trump's tax returns must be turned over to a grand jury in Manhattan. Trump will now most likely go to the Supreme Court to fight the decision.
President Trump's being sued by a woman who claims he raped her in a department store and then lied about it.
The U.S. officially opts out of the Paris Climate Accord 2 years after President Trump announced he would.
There's a new celebrity on Instagram. Matthew McConaughey activated his account the day he turned 50, describing himself, among other things, as a pickle expert.
And scores the touchdown on the return. Fumble, scoop, score, Jordan Lewis.
It is a Cowboys win here, 37-18.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday, 272-9228. Any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. But if you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice. Duo. It's a great, I've been told it's the best giveaway in the River Region, so take advantage of it. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a great place. A friend of mine, Lynn, talked to her yesterday. She said, where is Sweet Creek Farm Market? You never say where the location is. I said, well, I used to say it all the time because I don't know where it is. Okay, so here's where it is. So on 231, going south, 231 towards Troy, pass where you go, turn to Taylor Road, keep going straight, and you'll see it on your left-hand side. I'll use the famous words, you can't miss it, which means I'll catch you in Elba, because you'll miss it. I'll catch you on the other side of Troy, in Dothan, maybe. But it is a great place, folks, and it's going to be a great weekend for it. talked to Reed. We're coming up with some big plans for the Iron Bowl and kind of getting ready for Thanksgiving, too. He's got some stuff planned that he wants to for us to promote for him. But I tell you, it's a spectacular place. I have to go back down because they didn't have the big thing of Amish cheese. I didn't want to get two little ones. I wanted to get one big one. And because the two little ones would have been $10 and the big one's $7. So I'm like, you used to call me cheap, but I'm a value player, as you remember. But I love that that Amish butter. Love it. Okay, so let's kind of move on around here. Let's do Devin Nunes here. Devin Nunes is going to be talking about the committee hearings and the bureaucrats don't like Trump.
House Intelligence Ranking Member, Congressman Devin Nunes. Now, by the way, this resolution that they passed last week, to be clear, Adam Schiff is judge, jury, executioner, and he makes all the decisions, so it's the appearance of fairness, but offering none of the considerations Newt Gingrich offered Bill Clinton, Bill Clinton's counsel, and the Democrats in 1998, correct?
That's exactly correct, Sean. There is nothing new, nothing's changed over from what we've been seeing the last 6 weeks. This essentially is just all the Democrats, or enough of them, all but two Democrats in the House, voted specifically to make Adam Schiff the king of this, or the king inquisitor for their cult that they've been going on here for the last six, well, actually really the last 3 years.
I actually make phone calls and I have sources. Hannity's name keeps showing up. That's because Hannity works hard as a member of the press and trying to dig out information from anybody who'll give it to me. That's my job. Here's what I want to ask you though. All I'm
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Hold on, Sean. I think first of all, I want to congratulate you, okay? Because, and John Solomon specifically. So for all they've been saying is that John Solomon has been peddling conspiracy theories. Tonight's report is really the cherry on top of what you have had the guts to put John Solomon and his reporting on your show night after night. The common theme that the bureaucrats who are targeting the president, who come in there, the two of the transcripts you saw today, but one of the common themes is they don't like John Solomon's reporting on your show. Well, I mean, we even have one of the lawyers complain about the Republicans and about Fox News in one of these Adam Schiff show hearings that we've been having.
Now, notice I did not play John Solomon from Sean Hannity. I played John Solomon from Laura Ingraham. Sean Hannity has got to learn how to be quiet. It just ruined the whole thing. And Laura Ingraham is much more effective at her questioning, and I think it's because of her legal background that she has, and she's much more astute instead of opinionated. And, I mean, I think Sean's got great ratings, he's a great American, but Sean, please do like what you do with Donald Trump. Shut up and let them talk. Ask a question, get an answer, go to your next question, or ask him a question about his answer that he just gave you. But don't do the Chris Wallace stuff. Don't step on him. Don't interrupt. Don't try to show how smart you are. Just ask the question, get the answer. If you don't get the answer right, then ask them another way. Okay, so let's stay with Devin Nunes on the Bidens.
Let me ask you about Biden. Congressman, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a prosecutor. I wouldn't want to be Joe or Hunter Biden based on the laws identified by Greg Jarrett.
It looks pretty clear now that you see the emails, you see the timing. I would say, and what you have now is you have the beginnings and the building of evidence, of circumstantial evidence that there was a crime here. If the timing is very suspicious, and I think that's what you're looking at.
Nancy Pelosi said, the smoking gun is the transcript. Okay. President says, can you do me a favor? I thought Democrats cared about election interference. He's saying Ukraine, a court decision in Ukraine said they interfered in our election to help Hillary. We know that there are other engagements. They admitted it. Even Politico wrote about it January 11, 2017, and that they were effective. So the president, to me, is basically, when you read the transcript, he's saying get to the bottom of it. That would be faithfully executing the laws. And how could you not look at what Joe Biden said and no experienced son getting millions and not say, holy, we need to investigate that. That looks like he's faithfully executing laws again.
And it's more than that. The mainstream media continues to ignore this. They do not want this out there. That's why they claim it's a conspiracy theory, and they don't like Solomon's reporting. They don't like what you're doing. But these are the facts. It would be dereliction of duty for the president's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, to not go to Ukraine to figure out what on earth were the Democrats doing in Ukraine, paying for dirt from Ukrainian officials to dirty up the Trump campaign in 2016. It would also be dereliction of duty for me and my committee not to be meeting with Ukrainians looking for information as to where did Nelly Orr come up with this information to put in the Steele dossier that ended up in the FBI? Who is this person, Alexander Chalupa? Who are these people? So the president had every right to look at it. And now what you're beginning to see is the reason they're trying to hide this is because what John Solomon has now uncovered, there clearly is a tie to the Bidens and the State Department.
Is Alexander Chalupa, is he the one that they got the name of Chalupa at Taco Bell from? He said something that was interesting in there. That he glossed by it. I've heard him say it one other time, and that it would be a dereliction of duty if we did not meet with the Ukrainian officials. Now, he had mentioned that he had met with Ukrainian officials very briefly in a little snippet, but I've never heard the outcome of that meeting. I've never heard what was discovered in that meeting. I never heard what was the process that happened next with that. I think Devin Nunes knows a lot more than he's letting on to.
Yes.
Without a doubt. Okay, so let's start with Devin on shift testifying. He's going to give you a little important piece of information here.
And by the way, yeah, we had a DNC operative in the Ukrainian embassy colluding with Ukraine to get dirt on Trump to help Hillary. Well, Adam Schiff,
I was here in the U.S.
will he be subpoenaed?
Well, I don't think we can't subpoena. Only Adam Schiff can subpoena Adam Schiff.
Oh, I guess that's
but
not
there's a
happen.
Precedent for this.
Darn, I forgot. He's the
remember,
judge, jury, and executioner. I forgot.
But remember, last Congress, they were hell-bent on making sure that former Congressman Dana Rohrabacher testified. I said, look, I don't think this is a very good idea to turn around and have members of Congress come and testify and give depositions. So congratulations, Democrats that were on the House Intelligence Committee that's now become the impeachment committee. They have set the precedent for members of Congress to give depositions. And so you heard our minority leader, the Republican leader, Kevin McCarthy, say that Schiff is our first witness. You've had John Ratcliffe, a former U.S. attorney in Congress, say Adam Schiff is our first witness. So, yes, he in fact is going to be our first witness that we're going to ask to come and give a deposition.
Okay, on the Dana Rohrabacher thing, let me take you in the Wayback Machine here. Devin Nunes accused Dana Rohrabacher, who's somebody I knew, he was on the 1980 Reagan-Bush campaign. He was the guy who did the actualities. The tape recording is a funny video of him running into a glass wall. He became a member of Congress, and Devin Nunes accused Dana of leaking.
Right.
And so he asked him to testify, and Nunes agreed, even though the Republicans were in the majority at that time. Now, do I think that Schiff is going to say, yes, I'll testify? Not in a million Mondays. But that's the type of point that they need to drive home. What did you know and when did you know it? It needs to be the catchphrase when it gets down to Schiff. Why did you do this in reading the transcript? When did you write that transcript? And just ask the questions publicly. And then let the public kind of go, okay, well, maybe he didn't want to answer those things because he could have a problem with it. This is getting so good. I'm starting to really enjoy this. I'm going to give the Republicans a C+ on their messaging last night and today. The only thing that got them to the C+ level was Jim Jordan this morning on Fox and Friends, but you know, you've got your champs of Nunes. The Meadows was kind of missing from the to the pot. There's one Stefanik, Representative Stefanik, the female, she is out. Matter of fact, let's do that. She was this morning. She was on fire.
All eyes on Capitol Hill. More hearings later today as part of the Democrats' push toward impeachment. The whistleblower now willing to apparently take written questions from Republicans who are now turning the tables and planning to call on Adam Schiff to testify. Republican Congresswoman Elaine Stefanik sits on the House Intel Committee. She joins us right now from D.C. You say the whistleblower, you don't want to read a transcript from the whistleblower. You don't want to read his testimony. You want to sit in a room with him and ask him questions.
Absolutely. The whistleblower should answer questions under oath. But more importantly, Adam Schiff needs to answer questions under oath. I was the first member of Congress to ask, when did Adam Schiff have access to the whistleblower? Mm. We know now that that was before the whistleblower submitted his complaint to the Inspector General. So there are a lot of serious questions about the coordination between the whistleblower and Chairman Schiff.
Adam Schiff doesn't want the whistleblower then to testify, because if you're sitting there and Adam Schiff is sitting there and the whistleblower is sitting there and you're going to ask the whistleblower that question, Adam Schiff's going to look bad.
Absolutely. And this needs to be done under oath. And it's interesting. Adam Schiff at first wanted the whistleblower to testify. Right. But as it became clear that there was coordination between the whistleblower and Adam Schiff and the Democratic staff members, now Adam Schiff is backtracking that, which is why our first witness will be Adam Schiff.
She's tough. She's good. I'd never even heard of her before, but she's out there. This is probably the second part of this, of her being on Fox and Friends this morning.
Because he's the one who can connect all of the puzzle parts, but don't you have to ask the Democrats for permission to call him?
Yes, this is why...
Then that's not going to happen.
Right. This is a partisan resolution that was brought to the floor last week, passed with only Democratic support. It limited our ability to subpoena witnesses unless Adam Schiff signed off on it. It also allowed Adam Schiff to retract portions of testimony as they're released.
Okay, and we saw some of the testimony yesterday selectively leaked. You were actually, as a member of the House Intel Committee, you were in the room when Adam Schiff was telling one of the witnesses last week, don't answer that.
Don't answer that.
What was he doing?
Yes, this has been a partisan process from the start. Adam Schiff has conducted himself as counsel to the witnesses, as judge and jury, and the American people deserve transparency. These should have been open bipartisan hearings from the start. Again, throughout this process, we've seen partisan cherry-picking leaking coming from the Democratic side, and it's unfair to the American people. Impeachment is more than a political buzzword. This is a serious constitutional process, and the American people deserve access to 100%. They should be open hearings, and the media deserves access.
Y'all need to keep an eye on her. Her name is Elise Stefanik, and she is really good. First time I've ever seen her, but she certainly caught my eye. News 93.1. Demo Show will be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, Tammy, let me tell you about how to bring in those big deer.
Randy, I know how to attract the big bucks.
Ah, very funny. At Preble Farm Center, we've been helping hunters be successful for over 35 years.
We have the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get those big bucks.
That's right, Tammy. We don't believe in gimmicks or magic seed. We just believe in sound planting practices that work.
So come see us today at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Preble.
Now that we're done talking about those big bucks, how about those cute does?
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Guess who just got back today? That wild eyed boy said I'd been away. Haven't changed, had much to say. Some people are asking me, tell me about Elise Stefanik. She's only 35 years old. She's elected in 2014. She's New York 21st District. She's on the Armed Services Committee, so I'll ask Mo and Bradley about her. But you keep an eye on her. She's an up-and-coming star. I also have another listener saying that there's a clear and obvious conflict between Schiff and the whistleblower. Once the whistleblower spoke with Schiff, now I'm not sure if he ever spoke to Schiff directly, especially prior to any complaint being filed, there is no confidentiality pertaining to their conversation. Thus, that conversation becomes important to potentially exculpatory evidence. Ask any of your attorney friends.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you how I understand that it went down, is that the whistleblower contacted his friend, former CIA colleague who's working on the Intel committee, and says, I've got this, tell me how I need to do this. They showed him the format, put him with an attorney, and helped him write it. And that's going to be an important part, is did you help them construct it? Because they made it sound like the law firm did it. I'm understanding something different than that. But that's a question that somebody needs to ask, because that is not a good situation. She's somebody you definitely need to keep an eye on, though. Okay, so Jim Jordan on the investigation, he was on this morning, and he may move to the Intel Committee. He's not on the Intel Committee. He's on Judiciary and Government Oversight, which are two committees that have access to what's going on in the Intel Committee. But Kevin McCarthy may move him over to the Intel Committee. Listen in.
Capitol Hill, where more hearings are expected today as part of the Democrats' push for impeachment.
Well, Republicans now appear to be turning the tables, and they want Adam Schiff to perhaps testify himself as they consider moving a key figure on their end to the House Intelligence Committee. The panel set to conduct the initial public hearing. Speaking of the key figure, we have him here.
Congressman Jim Jordan has essentially led GOP efforts in the closed-door impeachment proceedings thus far, and he joins us now. So you're currently on oversight. There's talk that you might be moved temporarily to the Intelligence Committee so that you can question Adam Schiff potentially or other
I don't know about
witnesses.
Schiff. We'll see. That's a call for Leader McCarthy.
Why would they do that? Because you're a bulldog?
Well, I mean, that's a Kevin Leader McCarthy's call. If Kevin and Ranking Member Nunes want that to happen, that helps our team. I just want to help our team. I want to help the country see the truth here, that President Trump didn't do anything wrong, and what the Democrats are doing is partisan, it's unfair, and frankly, it's ridiculous, particularly the way they've went about with these secret meetings in the bunker in the basement of the Capitol.
I think Jim Jordan would be a great addition to that. He brings more stuff to the table. at, let me see who else owned this committee to see who would be bumped by him. Let's find out minority members, not majority members.
Has Nunes been in many of these depositions?
He has. Oh. Terry Sewell's on that committee.
Interesting.
I know she was on Face the Nation. Let's see. Slow computer, bright mind, though.
Be interesting if Terry would come into what is come on these airwaves, Representative Sewell, just to hear her perspective.
I think I think she'd be very good. I mean, she's a great lady. I've talked to her before. I mean, she's a Harvard graduate and she's a bright lady.
I'm not going to out him, but I think I have a contact who works in her office.
She's a very nice lady.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Let's continue on with Jim Jordan here. You know, one thing about him, going back to Sewell, she didn't actually come to Montgomery very often.
Right.
Something that, because I met her when I was out at an event out at Maxwell Air War College, and she was there when Newt Gingrich was there.
Hmm.
And we started chatting, and she goes, I just don't come here that often. I may land here on a Codel type thing to tour Maxwell and other Air Force bases, but normally she does not. Let's continue on with Jim Jordan.
And yesterday, the Democrats released partial transcripts, and then it's going to be drip, drip, drip through this week to try to establish a narrative that the president's a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
This all got started, the Ukrainian thing, with this whistleblower.
Yeah.
Who told a story that was leaked that turned out not to be true. And now I know your side says we should hear from the whistleblower.
Heck yeah.
Transparency.
I mean, one of the ways you determine someone's credibility, determine if there's what their motivation is, what kind of biases they may have, is they need to be under oath, stand up with their right, under oath, answering your questions. And frankly, the position we have is the same position Adam Schiff had 6 weeks ago. Remember when this first happened, Adam Schiff said, we need to hear from the whistleblower.
Right.
And then 6 weeks later, says, no, we don't. One thing happened in that six-week time frame.
Yeah.
Namely, we learned Adam Schiff's staff had met with the whistleblower. Once that fact came out, it suddenly changed their story. But the idea that we're going to impeach a president less than 12 months before the next election, based on an anonymous whistleblower with no firsthand knowledge, who has a bias against the president, who worked with Joe Biden, is ridiculous. And the fact that we don't get to question them under oath and determine what kind of biases they may have.
I think the American people want to see. He's apparently willing to answer written questions.
Yeah, that's not going to fly. That is just not going to fly. He needs to come in. Because, again, just what I said, you want to be able to look this individual in the eye, ask some questions, and see how they respond in the moment answering those important questions that I think not just members of Congress have. More importantly, the 63 million Americans and, frankly, all 300 million Americans who the Democrats are trying to overturn the election and who we voted for.
By the way, Elise Stefanik, that you just heard, she's on the Intel Committee. But the one guy who's on the Intel Committee that I think is interesting is Will Hurd, who is not running for re-election in Texas.
Right, and he's been willing, because he's from that part of the country, to criticize Trump on the border issues and whatnot.
Which is why he's not running.
He
is the only true race that I've seen that has said, I'm not going to seek re-election, that would not have won re-election. Because of that situation right there. The Trump people were just not going to support him, and so he was lost. News on 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Just got back today. That wild eyed voice that had been away. Haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. The boys are back in town.
and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. The world is changing. Isn't it time smoking changed too? Vuse Alto is a vapor product offering you a satisfying alternative to cigarettes. Simple to use, surprisingly quiet, and impressively powerful. Our best vapor yet at our best price ever, 99 cents, plus tax at participating retailers. 99 cent offer applies to Alto device. Pods sold separately. Underage sale prohibited.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Two more transcripts from closed-door impeachment inquiry testimony are released today.
Testimony from Ambassadors Gordon Sondland and Kurt Volker, both of them key witnesses to how President Trump's inner circle of policy experts have been managing U.S. policy towards Ukraine.
Fox's Jillian Turner in D.C. White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney has been sent a letter from the chairman of three House committees requesting his appearance Friday for the impeachment inquiry. Drug cartel gunmen are accused of murdering at least nine members of a Mormon family in northern Mexico. Three women and six children, Mexican-American citizens. Fox's John Decker at the White House.
The president tweeting, if Mexico needs or requests help in cleaning out these monsters, the United States stands ready, willing, and able to get involved and do the job quickly and effectively. He continued, you sometimes need an army to defeat an army.
America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Pawn. November we'll be celebrating 10 years doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a nice day underway with a good bit of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds. The warming trend continues. Today's high 74, mostly clear tonight. Overnight low temperature 51. Tomorrow, sunshine, beautiful day, mid-70s tomorrow. I think we'll be in the mid-70s again on Thursday. Chance of a couple of showers later on Thursday afternoon, but a better chance towards Thursday night into the overnight hours till Friday morning when it ends. Breezy, sharply colder Friday. Friday's high in the upper 50s. We're back to the 30s on Friday night and Saturday night, and a cool, crisp weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.27292228, this is where we are. I'm getting a text that says, tell me more about the Ukrainian and John Solomon. We're a talk show. Call in and ask questions. I can't just sit there and carry on a 20-minute colloquy. Let's go to Papa B. Papa B, Papa B, how are you, my man?
Hey, Dan, Joey.
How are you doing on this gorgeous day?
Ah, I'm loving it, actually. And able to get out here and enjoy it a little bit. So I'm looking at this, you know, impeachment push and all. And then I you know, can't help it. I think I see like a pattern forming.
Yeah.
Maybe something that I've already seen, you've already seen, maybe that, you know, the Democrats start with some kind of hyperbolic charge, bunch of smoke and, you know, noise, and then it turns out to be nothing.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Overpromise and underdeliver.
Right. And so you got to think that after a while, people that, even the rabid left that follow it, you know, start feeling like, it's not working, you know. Even though they know they don't have anything to really beat Trump with, except just a bunch of fabrications. So I'm kind of really heartened to see the Republicans finally kind of lock arms, at least in the House, and stand together a little bit. I mean, usually they run like a bunch of scared schoolgirls. At the first
no disrespect
sight of
to schoolgirls.
Complaint. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, that's kind of, heartening to see. That maybe some unity is forming in the Republican Party for it, because really, you know, nobody should have to apologize for standing up for stupid ideas, okay? And stupid and, you know, idiotic behavior, which is what Adam Schiff and the Democrat leadership is up to. And so, you know, I think this is just really going to... it's going to wind up helping Trump more than it's hurting him, Dan, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I think
what
this whole... Well, if they stay with the fairness concept, then I think they will... It will help Trump versus hurt him. I think the media... I think you have to have the IG report to get this whole thing kind of changed. But let me tell you why it's happening, why they do what they're doing. It's because of the willing and complicit media. They will say something, and then the media will go out and report it as a fact. And then when it's not a fact, you don't hear diddly out of the media. They don't go back and say, well, Adam Schiff said this, and that part was not accurate. They never do that.
Yeah, no, not at all. Well, it's going to be really in your face because, the media, the mainstream media, the ones that really, you know, are not reporting the facts and, you know, really favoring the Democrats, they know. They know what they're doing. It's not like, oh, golly gee shucks, we didn't know that. You know, we thought we were... No, they know. They're in on it. They're part of the cabal. So what is it going to take to just basically rub their noses in it? And
well,
I guess you're right. This IG report might do something. Maybe.
With the IG report. Well, something... You know, as I always say... One of the main reasons we are where we are right now is because of the media, because they're not doing their job as a fourth estate, looking at things in a fair and balanced way. They're not reporting the news; they're trying to make news.
Right, and that's right. But you know, what do you say to somebody that really they think their job is to carry water for the Democrats? That's, you know, they believe they're sold. They're sold out to the social justice left and the religious left all the way. They bought into it. And so it's not surprising to me that they, you know, have these biased points of views. But, you know, what I'm pondering over is what would it take to get them to change? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know that they will.
And again, let me tell you, having been there, what happens is the media says, I think like Adam Schiff does. I don't think like Devin Nunes does. I think like Adam Schiff. So I am attracted to and I'm listening to and I'm reporting the things that people I agree with are doing. Now, should they do that? No, they shouldn't. But that's basically what's happening here. And we found, remember Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan would say stuff, and reporters would literally take what he said and change the meaning of it or change the way they did it. I mean, every time I did an event, I'd have what's called a Wheels Up Party. And one of the things we would do is watch the news from the event that we did that day. If we felt that it was going to be and I normally had the what they call the power events. And I would look at it and go, were they at the same place I was today?
Yeah.
I mean, this is incredible.
No, every time. It used to frustrate me to no end. In fact, I mean, at an earlier age, when I was in my teens, I'd be seeing things like this. And of course, Ronald Reagan, I voted for him in his first run. That was my first chance to vote for a president.
Wow.
And so, you know, even in my earlier teens there, I'd watch the news and I'd think, what kind of planet are these folks from? Why are they trying to tell me what to think? You know, one of the greatest things that I saw Reagan do was the microphone moment, where he, you know,
Mr. Green, I paid for this microphone.
I paid for this microphone.
I was there.
I mean, I just loved it. You know, and I thought, man, you know, how much more do we need of this? We need to have this kind of in-your-face, shut-up type folks that can tell people in the media like that all day long. You know, it's standing up against stupid. It's what I first started with. Never apologize for standing up against stupid folks. But anyway, soapbox time is over. I appreciate you taking my call.
Well, wait a minute. Did you go down to Sweet Creek?
No, I told you my in-laws were in. I thought we were all going to go, but they had other plans. So I'm going to take Mama D down there this weekend.
Well, the in-laws missed out.
Yeah, really. I think Papa B was trying to hold him, trying to not get the in-laws involved in this.
Well, the thing is, it wasn't that they had plans for themselves. They had plans for me to help out around their lake house.
So, oh. You know,
what am I going to do about that, Dan? Okay?
Yeah, you have to succumb.
I could have just called in sick, but I think
they would have
found out.
I think they would
have
outed you, big guy.
Yeah, man.
I want you to have a great day.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Excuse me. Let's go to the phones, and let's go to Red Top.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Red Top, how in the heck are you today?
Man, it can't get any more beautiful than this.
I know. I'm telling you, I am jealous that you're outside today.
But you're going to be out there soon, so
yep.
it'll be out here waiting for you, Dan. I want to say one thing. Joey said something the other morning that I thought was very funny and gave me a good idea. He called me one of his favorite local curmudgeons.
Yes, it's true.
And I thought it popped into my head, I need to come up with a TV show called My Favorite Curmudgeon.
Instead of My Favorite Martian,
I'll make a program just for Joey, my favorite promotion. So thank you, Joey.
You're welcome.
At my age, I'm glad to be called anything but late for lunch. this stuff with this judge saying he's got to handle his tax returns over to a damn grand jury, what the hell for?
Well, that's going to be decided in court.
Yeah, and I still don't understand why the president, if somebody runs for president, why they have to turn over the tax return. Nothing has to do with anything. Just because it is a tradition, I feel as an independent businessman like Donald Trump, that's a complete invasion of privacy, and things don't look the same or an independent person as somebody's been on payroll their whole damn life or in government.
Let me tell you, their world, that group of people's world is around taking Donald Trump down.
Well, they started this as soon as he got into office, and this is so it's been 2.5 years, and this is how far they've gotten with it. This is the second judge that's ruled against him, correct?
At least two.
Yeah. So, are they trying to get him for tax evasion or fraud? Why is it going to a grand jury?
I had no clue. No clue at all.
Okay.
I can tell you one possibility that was in the Wall Street Journal that I read is that did Donald Trump own bank statements overestimate the value of his property, so he would show a higher net worth so they could loan money, and then on tax records, on paying tax, showed a much lower amount to so he wouldn't have to pay as much tax.
Okay. All right. Well, damn. You know, that's the way business is done. You try to make yourself sound as good as possible to the bank and make yourself as poor as possible to the IRS. Otherwise, you're a damn idiot.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay any more tax than I have to.
And Donald Trump is a genius at that.
Well, and there are ways to do that legally, and there are ways to do that that come close to fraud, that flirt with fraud. I think at the end of the day, this is about just embarrassing Trump about
We all know that. That's what it's been like from day one, but it's a shame. And, you know, I'm starting to talk to a lot of folks, and everybody's getting real damn tired of this crap. And understanding how little the Democrats in our Congress has gotten done is really starting to bother people a lot. Even Democrats, they go, man, enough is enough. So, good. Let them shoot themselves in the foot, or even worse. And let's keep rolling tide and going to Trump, because I cannot believe we got a president going to tell the police.
What's your prediction on the Alabama LSU game?
I think Bama's going to beat them because they know how to tackle. and I'm not saying that to diss Auburn, but I was very surprised at how many tackles they missed. They could have won the game with just the tackles they missed.
Well, when LSU changed to the running game and they did 19 straight runs and scored two touchdowns off of that, I mean, Auburn was winning at that point. It was 13-10. And they got put 7 up on the board, but they lost 23-20. Because they couldn't stop the run. Now, I think Alabama can stop the run.
I do, too. And Auburn came real close to beating them, man. LSU's not invincible. So, I was really hoping Auburn could do it, and they almost did. But, Lord have mercy. Nick Saban's under the pressure this weekend.
There you go. Christ have mercy.
You better believe it.
Red Top, you have a wonderful day, my friend. News Talk 93.1. We're going to be back with your calls right after this.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Happy Yankees on the phone. He's a happy Yankee because he's retired now. Let's go to the phones to Happy Yankee. Happy Yankee, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm great. And how are you doing on this beautiful day?
I'm well. I got a bunch of honeydew stuff done. And
play some pool.
My dog drinking a Lagunitas IPA.
Oh, man. Life is good.
Yeah, it is. You know, let me preface something.
Please.
Let me preface what I'm going to say by saying that for 30 years, I have always been, and the guys that I have worked with on state and federal government have always been apolitical.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care. We didn't care if you had a D or an R. We always went after the crime. And that is where I come from. You know, regardless of which way I vote, you know, Republican or Democrat, it's the investigation of the crime. So I really like what Nunes is doing. And as I told you in my text, any conversation that this whistleblower, I don't even know why it's even confidential anymore, because everybody knows who the whistleblower is. The name's been floating around all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But that's regardless of the point. Any conversation that person had with an attorney and then another attorney or a third party or a fourth party, there is no confidentiality after that point. And you could ask any one of your attorney friends, and I think that you're going to say that they're going to say, I'm exactly correct. So what they need to do is get Schiff in there, and Schiff's an attorney. And there is a canon of ethics for attorneys about being, because they are essentially officers of the court. And when you misrepresent or misstate or mislead or embellish things, that is a violation of the canon of ethics. And Schiff needs to be, I hope Nunes and everybody on that committee holds his feet to the fire. And I really think he's gonna come out of this like looking really, really, really bad.
If the media will air it, he will end up looking really, really, really bad.
Yeah, and
that's what the problem is.
Right. Well, two callers ago talked about the media. I had told you months ago, I thought, the collusion is not between Trump and the Russians. The collusion is with the media. The media are colluding together. And I would bet, and I hope, that Durham, during his investigation, which may be down the road a little bit, they start subpoenaing the money, and the money that's going to the major news networks, and where the money's coming from, and the pass-throughs, to make these people, hopefully it'll prove that they're getting money to propagate the narrative that the Democrats are trying to produce.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that the Dems are paying them off. I think that what happens is groupthink. The way the Democrats think is the same way the media thinks. It's just an extension of their mindset.
Right. And my last point is Trump's tax. I know there's a criminal case up in New York the judge ruled, I think it was the Court of Criminal Appeals up in New York, that mentioned about Trump's taxes.
Right.
What I think is happening there, and I have no information just from looking at it and from what I've been reading, is that what they're wanting to do is get his taxes. And what I'm thinking is, on the peripheral, the Democrats or whoever wants those taxes. Once those taxes are released, it's going to get leaked out to where he invested his money and how he invested his money, to whom, to where, whatever. And that's going to be another narrative, maybe because, you know, he wanted to invest. I think he wanted to build a hotel in Russia or something like that. I don't know. You know, it could be anywhere. You know, some kind of this is nothing more than chasing unicorns, and they are throwing all kinds of crap on the wall and see what sticks. If you can't look, anybody can be caught violating an ethics violating ethics rule. I don't care. You could go anywhere in Montgomery, any state employee. You know, you're using your state cell phone to call the doctor's office. It's not for state business. it's for personal business. You're using your state email to email whoever. That's not state business, but that's an ethics violation by the rule of the law. So, I mean, if you hit him and you do a scattergun approach, you're going to find some kind of violation. I mean, mm-hmm. it's inevitable.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's what the issue is here. So when those tax returns get released, it's going to get leaked to whoever, and it's going to get passed down because the U.S. Attorney's Office or the prosecutor in New York will say, well, it doesn't fit our crime that we're looking at, but it has potential to fit this crime. So we need to pass this information on to, whether it's a grand jury subpoena or not, we're going to pass this information on to the interested party to investigate that issue, if that makes any sense.
It does. Happy Yankee, I really appreciate you calling here. I'm going to have to buzz on.
Me too. See you later, buddy.
See you. Thanks. Let's fit in Kevin in here. Kevin, you've been patient. Welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you. I was just wondering, is it true about Trump coming to the Bama game?
It is.
Oh, cool. All right. And do you think they have a foot to stand on when it comes to this impeachment thing?
As of right now, you know, I think you can have a House vote and they can impeach, but they will not convict. Not even by a long shot.
Okay, so he can still run next year then.
Oh, yeah. Right now, unless public opinion changes drastically, I think the Dems are basically walking down a dead-end street and they're going to be hurt by this more than helped by this.
Right. And is there any possible way that I can get in there this week, Greg?
No.
Yeah,
give me your month and day of birth, Kevin.
3/22.
Got it, Jimmy son?
Indeed.
Kevin, when do we do that drawing?
Friday between 2:30 and 2:40.
There you go. What's in that gift basket?
$60 or whatever I want.
There you go, buddy. I hope you win. Listen in. We're going to do that drawing on Friday.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show. We're going to be back after our top of the hour break.